7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It's getting better every day. September 11, 2012, Tuesday. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Unlike socialists. The terrible place, socialists, to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Bad, bad place to be. Bad socialist. Bad socialist. Right before the break, I was... right before we started the show, I'm sorry. I was online looking at Webster's 1828, looking for the word socialist or socialism. And it's interesting, I can't find it. Back in the day, it was just called Europeanism. Europeanism. You know what I say? And all over their version of government. Thomas Jefferson was right when he said the difference between American government and European government was the difference between heaven and hell. And that's exactly right. That was socialism back in the day. So when you're hearing people say that, you know what Obama's trying to do is Europeanize the world, well, that's right. People back in the 1700s would have understood that. And so are those in this country and others that are doing their homework. And they're paying attention as to what this corrupt government and its administration, not only in the United States, but all across the world, is trying to establish. So, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, or the left, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. Well, that's the great deception. That's what they're attempting to proclaim and promulgate. They're trying to push their doctrine on you, friends. Socialism. attempt to eliminate prayer on any phase of religious expression in schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Come up with organizations like the ACLU who blatantly tell you who they are. Roger Baldwin, when he rightly said, out of his own mouth, the end of the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, is communism. That's right. Same thing with SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. Same difference. For those that didn't know, I shared before that Morris Dees, the founder, the twisted soul, friends, the twisted lawyer. I see why Jesus damned these people. He used to protect the KKK against the black communities. Now he's acting as the great sympathizer with the black communities and with the homosexuals. See, what he's doing is he's just working for the money, you know, that kind of a deal. A sign of socialism is discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity, masturbation, and easy divorce. Are you seeing this today? Yep. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. I didn't say socialist propaganda. I said communist propaganda. See these useful idiots that are playing in front of the communists? They're called socialists right now. And then what happens, friends? Vladimir Lenin rightly said that you just use the socialists to implement communism and then you get rid of the socialists. In other words, when you play Judas and you kiss the Son of God and betray him for 30 pieces of silver, you sell your soul, at length you will be hung by your own lie. See how that works? Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free pass. In other words, teach people that freedom of speech entails whatever you want. You can say it however you want. You can express yourself however you want. Just call pornography and child pornography. Just call that free speech. No, friends, you don't have the right to break the law. But this is the communist propaganda machine. This has been implemented in this country since 1958. In other words, you've been attacked since its inception, friends. It started long before 1958. I mean, you got that joker Karl Marx. I think 9 people showed up at his funeral. And these losers, these socialists and these communists, use him, the great underachiever. It's kind of like Bart Simpson. They use Karl Marx as their standard. The man's in hell. Trying to tell these people, listen, I was wrong, I was wrong, I was wrong. And these people take it onto themselves. See, what they're doing is they're trying to create a God unto themselves that looks just like them. And they set themselves at war with God. It's not a good place to put yourself. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Talking about socialism first and then communism behind it through a totalitarian means. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Are you seeing this today? Yep. Who's helping implement this communist agenda? Yours truly. He's in the White House. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, and if you think I'm really stretching it, just hang on with me for a minute because we're going to go to the DNC and we're going to ask all those bright people in the DNC, can you define socialism for us? I think you're going to like this, friends. Some pretty twisted souls in every sense of the world. But this is a demonstration of what happens when you forsake God. They're called reprobates. That means God's hand and his hands have been taken off them because they rejected his mercy. Be right back. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Bradley, you talk so condescendingly. 1-877-807-9977. Sounded a little flighty, didn't it? What do you prefer, condescendingly or flighty? I know the girls in the back here like the flighty stuff because they're kind of flighty themselves. Folks, socialism in Marxist theory, a transitional social state between the overthrow of capitalism, listen carefully, and the realization of communism. Definition of communism, a political is the science of governments. See, but folks, what's interesting is these people don't look at the word science and government, because if they did, then they'd have to acknowledge the creator of all things, because science is the study of creation. A political theory derived from Karl Marx, communism, the great underachiever. By the way, we may as well just call it for what it is. Folks, the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what thou wilt. Socialism, communism, no stop signs. Do whatever you want to do. Do what thou wilt. And as a matter of fact, even Obama himself and his teacher, Saul Alinsky, who all acknowledge their great grandpa, Karl Marx. Hey, listen, they all acknowledge Lucifer when they dedicate their studies. Their foolishness. So communism, a political theory derived from Karl Marx, advocating class war, and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned, the government owns it, and each person works is paid accordingly to their abilities and needs. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Here, let me show you the mind of a communist. Education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils... See, now listen, that's interesting. Aimed at destroying free will. But what do they teach the kids in public schools? Do whatever you want to do. Isn't that interesting? But communism aims at destroying free will. That's right. Because, friends, you need to remember, freedom is only found in what the law permits. Remember Jesus said, he who had the law within his heart, Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, then that the communists and socialists and leftists and liberals are at war with? Isn't it interesting that Jesus said, keep my commandments and live? And I want to make the distinction between law and grace. Law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. Just so you understand. Clarity. Understanding. To whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Well, is that freedom found in lawlessness? No. Listen, folks, government and what holds governments together is truth. Truth is the glue that holds governments together. They promote just the exact opposite. They promote lasciviousness, carnality, bestiality, homosexuality, abortion, anything and everything you can possibly think. They promote it, and then what they do is they come in with a strong hand. Once you're so demoralized and you lose all virtue and all strength before God, and then they take rule over you. They make you slaves. See, the difference with the Democrats and the DNC and these socialist communists, a lot of them are doing it ignorantly, of course, but they're just, you know, useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin said, as I said yesterday. They are. They're useful idiots to help communists and communism implement itself through their ignorance. And people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, the Lord said. See? So just stay stupefied and they want control over you. Let me go on here. This is the mind of a communist. Education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters, their puppet master, would have wished. The social psychologist of the future will have a number of classes of school children on whom they will try different methods of producing an unshakable conviction that, listen carefully, snow is black. How many times, friends, have I told you they try to put light for darkness and darkness for light? Evil for good and good for evil. They want an unshakable conviction that snow is black. In other words, they want you to be at war with God. Through your ignorance. And they reverse everything they do. For example, when Obama says one thing, remember how I've said, friends, time and time again, he does the opposite. That's exactly right. When he says he's going to help the middle class, rest assured he's destroying the middle class. And if you look at his record, friends, which he does have to run on, that's exactly what he's aiming for. I'm here to help. I'm here to help. No, really, he's the great destroyer, friends. Because he already knows that he has to do the opposite of what he says. To teach people that snow is black. This is the mind of a communist. When the technique has been perfected, say the mind of a communist, every government that has been in charge of education for more than one generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. Let me tell you this. Robert Winthrop rightly said this. Either you are going to be ruled by the word of God, or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. There's freedom when you're ruled by God. There's totalitarianism, communism, socialism, liberalism. Communism, as I said, when you want to be ruled by your government. See, the government through this administration, this wannabe dictator, he wants to be your daddy. He wants to be your daddy. I want you to hear me, especially leftist whacks. Did you know that Harriet Tubman, they called her the Moses that used to free slaves? She used to hazard her life continuously in the saving of slaves, just like I am with the communists and socialists in America today through the blood of Jesus Christ. Harriet Tubman said, I have freed 1,000 slaves. She said, I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. See, the problem with these socialists and these communists, they don't realize that they're slaves. When a government comes in and sets itself at war with God, you better understand right then and there that you are dealing with totalitarianism. And that's exactly, folks, I just got done reading the Communist Manifesto. Portions of it. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression. Why? Set them at war with God. infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Well, who's promulgating that? Who's attacking the church today? The great communist himself. Folks, I have a list of connection after connection after connection from Karl Marx all the way up to the White House today. If you've not seen Agenda, you need to see the documentary called Agenda. It will blow you away. He is the communist's man. Now, what I want to do here, I got 3 minutes before the break. Okay, I want to have fun with this next piece. No, it's not called Agenda 21. It's called Agenda. Let me highlight a couple more of the manifesto, the 45 goals of the Communist Manifesto. Folks, every one of these assaults on America are from the communists. And this is since 1958. Just the couple that I've named off. And when I name them off, you've got to acknowledge that this is what's going on in your country right now. Folks, but the bottom line is with you and God, you're a majority. And I love that when that preacher said, man, listen, if you're not going to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. What is it that you prefer about being ruled by the state? Who dictates through Obamacare? Who lives? Who dies? Who gets treated? Who doesn't get treated? It's not their place to do this, friends. It's unlawful. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. They are out of their scope of authority, out of their scope of power. But as long as the American people are dummied down and stupefied, they have no worries, do they? No. One of the things that I see across this country more than anything is the fact that they withhold the price paid for your freedoms, friends. There's no excuse for it, because when I do these high school assemblies, which I've done, I see the Constitution all over the walls. I see the Bill of Rights on the walls. You know, remember back in the 60s when John F. Kennedy said, hey, listen, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. You know what kind of posters I'm seeing in public schools today, friends? Speaking of the Constitution. No, go ahead and ask your government. I kid you negative. I've seen these posters. Go ahead and ask your government. They want to be your daddy. They want to make sure they can take care of you. And how many presidents, how many of our forefathers said that if a government is big enough to give you everything, it's also big enough to take everything away from you? One of the Communist Manifesto assaults is infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writings, policy making, not lawmaking, policy making positions, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Wow. I'm going to get off that topic, and what we're going to do when we come back, I'm going to play some audio from the DNC and let them speak for themselves. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival. Survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, before I get to this, well, how do I say this? Before we get to the festivities and listen at the DNC and the intellect involved there, this is, we're going to have some fun. Just hang on a second. I got Heather here, one of the producers for the show, in here with me right now. But I want to, every time I say something, I got to back it up with fact. I just want you to give, from Karl Marx, the great underachiever, I want you to go ahead and share with the people the names all the way from the bottom to the top. It doesn't matter who they are, just so the people, they can re-listen to this radio program, okay? They can download it, they can re-listen to it, whatever the case is. Go ahead and do your homework on this, folks, and you'll find out what we're telling you is exactly right on the money. Go ahead, from the ground up.
Okay, now there's three different direct links from Karl Marx all the way to specifically President Obama or Obama. And the first one is Karl Marx, who from there linked to the Fabian socialists who learned from Karl Marx. And then the students.
Wait. Do you think like Fabio? Do you think he was like one of those? Or what about Fabian back in the 50s, that singer?
Probably not.
Okay, I was just curious.
And then from there, though, the Students for a Democratic Society.
Democratic, huh?
Yep, that comes right from the Fabian socialists.
Okay.
Then from there, Weather Underground comes is born from the Students for a Democratic Society.
Yeah. Bill Ayers.
And then Bill Ayers is born from Weather Underground. And Obama is from Bill Ayers. It's directly linked to him.
Okay.
Second way is Karl Marx, who taught Antonio Gramsci, or Gramsci learned from Karl Marx his ideology.
Okay.
And then Saul Alinsky learns it through Antonio Gramsci.
Sure.
Yep. And then
from one loser to another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Clower-Devon strategy, which I'm not too familiar about. Basically, it's the welfare strategy.
Yep.
And Wade Rathke, is also connected to that, to the welfare strategy, who is also linked directly to Acorn, which is directly linked to Obama.
And we've seen all the fraud involved with that. Folks, I guarantee there's crime all around every one of these individuals.
Yep.
The problem with the American people, why it's gotten to where it's got today, is because the American people didn't deal with them in their crimes. It's that simple. No, it's no big deal. No, I know it starts back in the 1800s, and now we're in 2012. We've seen how it's grown and grown and grown, incrementally, little by little, just like the Lord said. But what did the Lord say? If you keep judgment, you'll prosper in this. What does it say on the Supreme Court building? Justice is the guardian of liberty. Without justice, folks, you don't have liberty. The reason they're doing what they're doing today is because they don't feel your steel. When there's a sword fight, listen, when you feel mush, what do? You keep attacking. That's why they keep attacking. They keep going forward during that sword fight because you put your sword down, friends. Let them feel your steel. You were just telling me right before we got back on the air, Heather, that 130 million people have been murdered by a communist government in times of peace.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
And then if you consider abortion, which communism
55
promotes.
Million in America alone, and Obama is trying to make the American people pay for abortion in other countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I'd like to ask some people, can somebody call me right now, 1-877-807, specifically for this question, 1-877-807-9977. Give me the definition of crime, and then give me the definition of what a criminal is, because I need to understand. Because for the most part, people think this is a joke. And to show you how the left and the right are, I don't know if everybody heard about this, but Sean Hannity, on a daily basis, practically, has Karl Rove, who used to be in the Bush administration. He's a good guy, right? Folks, I don't know if anybody's aware of this or not, but do you guys remember back down in Alabama? Remember when they took the Ten Commandments out of Judge Roy Moore's court? Did you know that Karl Rove and George Bush were personally responsible for having that removed? No, he told us he was a Christian. I know, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You pay attention to what he says rather than what he does. Karl Rove today has been found out for now telling people that are trying to defund Planned Parenthood, you better reinstate the monies for Planned Parenthood. See, folks, you have to take people not at face value. You have to know them by what falls from their branches. You have to judge them by your fruit. Jesus told us this time and time again. But anyways, let's get back to this point. I just thought it was interesting that this is all coming to the surface. There's no difference.
Yeah.
There's absolutely, they're all both working for the same side.
If you were to just plug your ears and just look at what they do, you would see any, wouldn't see any difference.
Some people could be transported to the sun, Heather, and they couldn't see it.
Yeah.
You have to be willfully blind at that point. Or stuff your ears so you don't have to hear the truth. Yeah. So.
And then the third link was from the Students for Democratic Society. The Reverend Jim Wallace, who is Obama's spiritual advisor, comes straight from that, which came from the Faith of Socialists, which goes down to Karl Marx.
What we're hearing today, though, is everybody likes Obama more than Romney. Folks, this... Can you vent for a minute? I am so blown away. Economics, the economy. Here, you know what the irony of all this is with Romney and Obama? Obama? The irony of all this, friends, is they're asking the people that have been in government to fix the problems that these people have created. Think about that. These are the same people. Oh, and this man is raking in millions of dollars a day through the ignorance of the American people. We have to get rid of Obama at all cost. Well, what are you waiting until November 4th for? Why don't you just impeach him?
Right.
Oh, let's not talk about that, Bradley. That would take a couple weekends off of my summer vacation to have to do that. But just think, folks, I say this, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. The American people could change this country in a month if they meant what they said. And if it went further than their words. Yeah. So, anyways, I wanted to share that with you. And thank you, Heather. I appreciate that. Now, let's get to the DNC, and let's listen to the brilliance. Let's go ahead and play that.
General, what are your thoughts on socialism? Socialism, I think, it, to me, it's American way.
I wish we had it.
Something that's really...
Socialism is the American way because that's all he's ever been told. Yes. What did Vladimir Lenin say? Oh, useful idiots. Yes. Whoa. Man, this brother from another mother's fallen right into line. Y'all. Yes. Yes. Oh, as they're all being laughed at. Go ahead next.
Think about it, guys.
I don't know too much about socialism.
Socialism is a term that the other side throws out there to scare people.
Do we know what socialism is?
Our neighboring country, Canada, can do it. Third world country, also sort of a neighbor country, Cuba is doing it. European countries are doing it.
Socialism, what does that word mean nowadays?
What are your thoughts on socialism?
Stop for a second. Okay, did you hear what he said? He named all the socialist countries, I'm sorry. Well, if they're doing it, let's do it. Man, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Socialism is something, or it's a term that the right uses. It's what you're promoting, you useful idiot. You useful idiot, you are being used by your schoolmaster to dummy you down. When you forsook God and departed from his commandments, you gave yourself over to your slave master. Do you understand that? To you people on the left side of the aisle, let's say it this way. To those crossless people in this country that don't understand who we are, you uneducated fools, let me tell you this. Harriet Tubman said, I have freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. Let's go back to the DNC and listen to some of them slaves.
I think a lot of people don't understand what it is.
I'll tell you what is socialism. Socialism is when we have insurance companies that can dictate to us how much we are going to pay. We have no control at all. That's socialism.
Did you hear what this lady said? Who's doing that? She's at the DNC, friends. Obama is doing that. You know what? Here, I think this is what we should do. Well, since everyone else is jumping off the bridge, I think we should too. I mean, they're doing it, and they're doing it too. But friends, let me ask you, how do you have a government that doesn't have stop signs? Because if they don't have stop signs, then who are they ruled by? That should scare the chocolate and your ignorance out of you. That should scare the chocolate out of anybody. I still haven't had a phone call specifically for what is crime or specifically what is a criminal. This is incredible. Let me ask you the question, friends. Is this lawful as to what the DNC is promoting? No. That is the definition of a criminal. That is the definition of crime. How can the leftist blogs, how can they never, ever keep me in context when I say stuff like that? How can they never report stuff like that? I'll tell you why. Because they know that it's true. That's why. Go to the next one, Kerry.
It does not exist in the United States except in the minds of some people on the right.
There is socialism everywhere.
It's the socialist countries that are doing the best. I've just returned from Europe, and I'll tell you, people there are very happy.
It helps you.
Whoa. They're very happy with what? Their immorality is what they're happy with. They're doing well over there? And you just got back from Europe? Man, I'm just kind of curious. Why is the world, for some reason, afraid of the economy? What's going on in Europe right now, lady? What's going on in Europe right now, lady? Aren't you kind of like the straw that breaks the camel's back over there in Europe? America, you might want to ask yourself the question, if Europe is having financial problems, what does that have to do with you outside of trade? Just curious. Yeah, Bradley, the Sons of Liberty. I'll be right back after this break. I will close it up. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hey, you know what? If they're going to do it, I'm going to do it too. You know? Yeah, I'm going to a big party in hell, man. Whoa.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We got a bold brother from Michigan. Is that Michigan or is that Missouri? What a cool name. I'm going to sit here and talk about him for a minute before he gets on here so he gets more, well, worked up, nervous. Maybe even wet himself before he gets on. I don't know. I mean, only 53 countries are listening to us. Tours. I don't know. 6 days a week. I mean, don't worry about that. Hey, Chase, don't worry about how many people are listening to you right now. And don't worry about saying the wrong thing. Just don't curse. Don't use any vulgarities. The Christian radio broadcast. Conservative, patriot. Because if you do, I'm going to have to rebuke you in front of everybody, and I don't want to have to do that. You know, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. I don't think people realize that, Chase. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. You know, most people say, well, Bradley's got an attitude problem. Attitude problem with what? America, I'm on your side, if you know who you are. Chase, are you on my side, by the way?
What's that?
Are you on my side?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know if I had to live on the phone with me or what. You know, am I going to get whacked here? But whatever
you're
the
good,
case might
you're
be.
You're good. I held it in. Don't worry.
Yes. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, I looked up crime and criminal already.
Yep.
According to Webster's 1828, of course, crime is an act which violates the law, divine or human, and or an act which violates a rule of moral duty. So it's not only doing something that's wrong, but not doing something that you should do. So that kind of adds a little bit to the mix there. And then a criminal is somebody who is guilty of a crime. It's pretty straightforward. But especially that second part, an act which violates a rule of moral duty. If people aren't standing up and fighting for what's right, I just read, I think it was an MLK quote the other day. It's like, the day you stop fighting for what's right is the day you stop living, or something like that. I can't remember what exactly the quote was.
Oh, it's true, though, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
Martin Luther said, if I rest, I rust.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, we're supposed to be fighting here. If we're not fighting, we're just as guilty of the crime as the criminals themselves. I mean, it really are criminals yourself.
It shows
not fighting against them.
Amen. It just shows ingratitude towards the freedom that's been given unto them. America has been redeemed. And it's interesting how many people are willing to just roll over on that. Now, hey, Chase, was that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay.
I
appreciate it, bro. I really do. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. I just got a text. Fellowship is from God. There is no party in hell. Amen. Now that was my point, though. But when you're now, I don't know who that is. Whoever just sent that, will you tell us your name? I hate when people are incognito. It's like, listen, I'm a public figure and my face is on everything. And I say what's in my heart, so won't you too? I think Chase meant to say what MLK said. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. That's exactly right. I believe more than anything, it just shows ingratitude. Do we get any more DNC? Oh, there's some more. Folks, listen. The festivities are not over yet. Here's some more of these brainiacs. Bradley, why are you making fun of them? Oh, Elijah was on Mount Carmel. And he was literally mocking the false prophets. Friends, it gets to the point where you're dealing with irrational people. But does that give you a license to be irrational? No, but it does give me the license to be a little funny about it, right? So let's go on with the DNC. Here's some more of these bright geniuses.
Other countries are doing, and see what they are, and see how they work for those countries, and see what we can learn.
The report came out that Cubans are living longer than Americans.
I mean, just because you give somebody something, is that socialism?
Well, hang on a second. They may live longer in Cuba than Americans do if they submit to that government. Isn't that kind of frightening? Oh, might I interject, Mr. Winston Churchill? Some people thought he was a good guy. Some thought he was a bad guy. He said, do you think he was drunk when he said this, by the way, in Parliament? Socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. That's right. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. Its inherent virtue is the equal share of misery. And we all know misery loves company. Oh, thank you. Did you just hear my email go off? He sent his name. Oh, so bold. So forthright. Oh, man. This brother's got his sword in the air. Thank you, my friend Dave. He said, fellowship is from God. There's no party in hell. Lots of love. Lots of love, brother. Lots of brotherly love, right, Dave? All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead. DNC.
Socialism to advocate for universal health care coverage.
Everybody in the United States do not have insurance, so we need to provide that. Do you have Canada?
No, that was okay. I was just going to say, really what these people are saying is, I don't believe God. My Bible tells me that I am the Lord that healeth thee. My Bible tells me in the book of Acts 10, verse 28, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Deuteronomy 28, he said he would take all sickness away from us. What about Paul when he was going through his sickness, his illness? Yes. I'm not saying we're immune or we're impervious to sickness. I'm just simply saying, friends, hey, he is who he says he is. I trust God. You want to trust a government that wants to tell you when and how and where and how much? That's pretty crazy stuff. Go ahead.
That provides insurance to everybody, so why not us?
People in the States are not really aware of the wonderful medical system they have in Canada.
Oh, the wonderful medical system that they have in Canada. If they get too sick, you know what they want to do? They want to come across the border and come to America, my friend. Did you forget about that? Because of the waiting lines. Did you forget about that? They couldn't be cured right away. They couldn't be seen by the doctor. They couldn't proceed with making themselves well, so they had to come to America because they had to wait too long. Did you forget about that, Mr. DNC spokesperson? Ah! I bet you probably did. Oh, my goodness, friends. In their confusion, boy, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. Canada's great. Then move there. Just move there. Hello? My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. I only have goodness in the Christ. Amen. Folks, nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. This is the DNC. Go ahead. More stupidity, please.
Everybody seems to throw socialism around like they actually know what in the hell they're talking about.
They lack the understanding to know what it means.
You know, the banks are getting bailed out. That's socialism.
And I think the government has a role to step in when the economy is about to collapse.
Whenever the government can help,
whoa,
I think
whoa, 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 whoa. Why does the economy collapse? Because of bad government. Hello? Mismanagement. Hello? You have an economic problem in this country today, folks, because of bad government. Hello? Men that can't tell the truth, men that lie, and men that steal. Hello? Did you know that at the DNC, where God's name was supposed to be placed 50 times, they used government instead of God? This is the definition of socialism. Go ahead. Socialism.
You must socialize in order to economize.
Hey, listen, brother, Mr. Bob Marley, student, disciple. You going to sit around and get stoned your whole life and think everything's going to be okay? You slothful slouch. Folks, Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, demons, imps, and the like, raising the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? And just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one who could come up with a new deception by giving him all he could desire. Soon, a demon glided up to Satan and said, I know what I can do to deceive the people further. What, said Satan with a loud, growling anticipation? I can tell the people that there's no God, responded the demon. No, said Satan with a loud voice, you fool. Man knows within himself that there's a creator, for creation itself testifies of this very truth. Soon after, another minion approached Satan and said, I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from monkeys. With a loud voice, Satan reprimanded this one by saying, there is none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness. Are there none here that have a better way of deceiving the people than those who have approached me? I thought I had taught you better than that, said Satan. One more step forward from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approached the father of lies and said, I will tell these created beings of the Most High God and Jesus Christ that there is more time. That there is more time. Today is the day of salvation, friends, not tomorrow. And by the way, this demon was the rewarded demon by Satan and went forth to deceive mankind by telling them, you still have more time. You're not promised tomorrow, friends. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, 1 John 3:18. I love you by what I do. Talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.